Okay, not sure how this next bit is going to go. It's another odd email I got. And sometimes when it's long, I either create a second page for it, but I thought I might try to do it on the radio, see what happens. This has something to do with Senator John Glenn. The subject was what Senator John Glenn said. Now, this didn't come with a link, so you should always be suspicious. A lot of these crazy emails I get, you know, remind me of these Gold Star Mother stories that never happened. And anytime you get an email that says, please keep this circulating, you think, well, why? You know, if it's the truth, tell us the facts, show us where to get the verification, and then let it stand on its own. The idea that you need to keep resending this bad, unsubstantiated story around again and again like the Gold Star Mothers, that's just crazy. But let's take a look at it. What Senator John Glenn said. Oh, this is justification for the idiot's quagmire in Iraq is what the purpose of this. Somehow they're dragging John Glenn into this, and I don't think John Glenn was a senator when we went to Iraq, so we'll just have to see where this went. There were 39 combat-related killings in Iraq in January. So apparently it was written around this time. A, I don't think that's true. In the fair city of Detroit, there were 35 murders in the month of January. That may or may not be true. It says that's just one American city, about as deadly as the entire war-torn country of Iraq. Well, no. Iraq's averaging 100 dead Iraqis a day. There was like 3,800 dead Iraqis in the month of July. That was the last month they had the statistics for as of this writing. So over 100 a day. So if there was 35 in Detroit for the month of January, I kind of think 3,800 is bigger than 35, I'm pretty sure. When some claim that Bush shouldn't have started the war, state the following. In other words, when someone says 2,700 soldiers dead in Iraq, here's what you reply with. A, oh, I love it when they number or letter the questions. A, FDR led us into World War II. That's true. What an odd way to start a defense of why Dermonkey killed 2,700 soldiers for no reason. Germany never attacked us. Japan did. Well, that technically might be true, but the idea, Germany and Iraq aren't the same. Iraq wasn't kicking in the borders of one nation after another, and then George Bush finally stepped in. Yeah, in the 1990s, after George Bush Sr. gave Saddam permission to take Kuwait, then they went and got him out. But Saddam was smart enough, for some reason, he was smart enough to send a telex, this is before we had email, he sent a telex to the White House saying, I want the part of Kuwait that I claim, I'm thinking about taking it. What would you have to say about that, Mr. President? And Bush replied, Middle Eastern affairs are your concern, not ours. And we're pretty sure that's true because Saddam held up a telex. He said, here's the telex I sent to the White House, and here's the reply. And they went to Poppy Bush and said, is this true? And he said, classified, can't say. Oh, it'd be all wrong if I gave you the facts. So I'm kind of thinking that's true. So if you take into context that he asked permission, Iraq hadn't invaded anybody since they had this war with Iran. So, yeah, it's a little different from Hitler invading Poland, invading Czechoslovakia, invading, you know, everybody. Russia, Hitler was taking over the world. I don't think that is an exaggeration. We really didn't want him to hit the United States after taking everybody, you know, I'm sorry, once he had all of Europe and all of Africa. Yeah, that's a whole lot of raw materials to put into his war machine to come after the United States. So, but it's just crazy to think that because the word war is in both senses, the Iraq War and World War II, that they're not the same. Okay, from 1941 to 1945, 500,000 lives were lost, an average of 112,000 per year. Didn't they say Stalin killed 20 million Russians? Isn't that right? Because it's 6 million Jews. I think Stalin killed more than Hitler. And so I don't know where this guy's getting 450,000 lives were lost. C, Truman finished that war and started one in Korea. North Korea never attacked us. Well, now wait. The Democrats aren't the people that wanted to stop communism. Well, we did, but the Republicans, that was their big cause. They need a boogeyman, and the communists used to be it. Now it's Al-Qaeda. You always have to have a boogeyman or you can't build up the biggest, you know, we spend, what, 40 times what anybody else spends on defense, and we call it defense. It's a war machine. our war machine is 40 times bigger than anybody else's war machine, but somehow we're still losing in Iraq. Way to go, George. North Korea never attacked us. Well, communism was spreading, and I wasn't around a whole lot in the 50s. You know, another thing, why do you have to go back 50 or 60 years to get a parallel? There's nothing any closer than 50 or 60 years. From 1950 to 1953, 55,000 lives were lost, an average of 18,000 a year. Is he talking about the Korean War? I guess he is. Okay, and I don't know much about that. D, John Kennedy started the Vietnam conflict in 62. No, I think Eisenhower started in the late 50s. Vietnam never attacked us. Well, geez, I don't know. Now we're fighting Vietnam. Johnson turned Vietnam into a quagmire. I think you might be right on that one. From 1965 to 75, 58,000 lives were lost. Average of 5,800 per year. Well, yeah, but Johnson left office in 68. In 68, he said, I'm not running again. So Nixon had more Vietnam than Johnson did. If this is Democrats versus Republicans, Nixon ran in 1968 with the slogan or whatever his platform said, I'll get us out of the war. And he ran on that same platform in 72. Amazing. F. Clinton went to war in Bosnia without UN or French consent. Clinton didn't wait for the French. You'd think that'd be a positive. Bosnia never attacked us. Well, no, it's called genocide, please. He was offered Osama's head on a platter three times by Sudan. Oh, well, the other guy said Somalia. Interesting. Everybody had Osama they were going to offer us. Osama has attacked us on multiple occasions. Yeah, one big one on George Bush's watch. In the years since terrorists attacked us, Bush has liberated two countries. He has? What would those two countries be? I guarantee right now, if you held an election, or if you took a poll in Iraq and said, do you love what your country's become, or would you rather have Saddam back and all his troubles, I think they would say, give us Saddam back. When Saddam was president, they weren't murdering over 100 civilians a day. I think I can guarantee that. Crush the Taliban, objection, the Taliban is not crushed. Crippled Al-Qaeda, objection, Al-Qaeda is not crippled. They're 10 or 20 or 50 times bigger than they ever were. Put nuclear inspectors in Libya, A, I think he did that. B, I think a lot of that credit goes to Clinton. Nuclear inspectors in Iran, I disagree. They are not in Iran. In North Korea, they are not in North Korea without firing a shot. Well, he didn't do any of those things. Well, yeah, he did the Libya thing, but Libya was tired of being an outlaw nation anyway. And besides, Libya's got oil. No telling what deal Bush made him. And captured a terrorist who slaughtered 300,000 of his own people. I assume they mean Saddam. And how long before Bush has killed more Iraqis than Saddam? How long? The Democrats are complaining about how long the war is taking, but it took less time to take Iraq than it took Janet Reeder to take the Branch Davidian compound. What a stupid handjob cheap shot is that? The truth is, Iraq is taking longer than World War II. Now, whatever crack you want to make about Janet Reno, we've got 2,700 dead soldiers and no end in sight. So I don't know what a crack about Janet Reno, how is that seen as big points for your side? We've been looking for evidence for chemical weapons in Iraq for less time than it took Hillary Clinton to find the Rose Law Firm billing records. Objection. Assumes facts not in evidence. There's no reason to suggest that Hillary lost or found those Rose Law Firm billing records. When they finally did show up, they looked at them and they were, oh my God, Hillary's fingerprints were on her papers. Can you believe that? That's proof of her guilt. When they did find the billing records, they verified that those were the original unaltered billing records and everything was like it was supposed to be. So again, what an idiotic hand job, cheap shot that's It's just stupid. It's like your mother wears combat boots. It's like, what kind of argument is that? It took less time for the 3rd Infantry Division in the Marines to destroy the Medina Republican Guard than it took Ted Kennedy to call the office after his Oldsmobile sank in Chappaquiddick. You see where we're going here? This is their idea of an attack. This is their idea of our side's better than your side, because how long did it take Ted Kennedy to call the police at Chappaquiddick? Well, yeah, in the 60s. Isn't it strange that they got to go back 40 years to grab some kind of parallel? Why don't you go back a year? Why don't you go back 2 years, 3 years? Go back a president. But no, they want to go back into the 60s. And there's nobody alive on the planet that knows what happened that night. You know, you can yell Chappaquiddick until you're blue in the face till the end of time, but nobody knows what happened. You can say, oh, he did this and he did that, but it's a wild guess because nobody knows except Ted and the dead girl what happened. It very easily could have happened the way he said. So, you know, it's kind of a non-thing. It took less time to take Iraq than it took to count the votes in Florida. Objection, those Florida votes were not counted. The Supreme Court said counting the votes would cause permanent harm to petitioner Bush. So they weren't counted. Okay, our commander-in-chief is doing a great job. Now you can tell because it's in capital letters with an exclamation point after it. The military morale is high. Oh, that's almost a mistake. The biased media hopes we are too ignorant to realize the facts. Oh, you mean the biased media that said, yay, we're going to war, yay, here comes the war, yay, George Bush said he had to go because WMDs, and everybody admits it's all the truth, so here we go, WMDs, yay. The biased media, yes, the media is very biased. Name somebody who said, maybe we should think about this before we go to war. Name a member of the media that said that. But wait, there's more. John Glenn on the Senate floor. Oh, I don't know if we can get into this. Some people don't understand why military personnel do what they do for a living. Oh, okay, this is a bunch of, we need the military. The military is a good thing, which I am so much less a military man than I was a couple of years ago. The idea that these yahoos, they stand and cheer when Bush says we're going to stand in Iraq no matter how long it takes, because to stop pushing men into the meat grinder would be dishonoring the men we've previously pushed into the meat grinder. Oh, somewhere there's some Bush monkey logic there, but I don't know about it. There's a whole bunch more. Why we need the military? And fine. On the whole, yes, we do need the military, but the military is only a good institution when they have a sane, decent man commanding them. When you have an idiot, bloodthirsty oil monkey in charge of them, the military is a very bad thing.
Gentlemen, we have called you together to inform you that we are going to overthrow the United States government.
You still think that jet fuel brought down the World Trade Center? Does anybody else see a problem here? If the government has nothing to hide, why are they so afraid to answer a few questions? This story does not add up.